Welcome to the Millionaire Success Habits Podcast with Dean Graziosi. Have you ever felt lost, stuck, or confused on your path to success? Maybe you want more income, wealth, and abundance, but you just don't know what to do or how to get there? We've all been there. And in today's crazy, fast-paced world, things are moving faster than ever, and sometimes we get caught in the noise. Maybe even start to lose hope, the drive we once had, or the motivation that once fueled us. So today, Dean is going to walk you through a life-changing six-step exercise he's been using for years to help you determine what's truly important so you can eliminate those time-wasting tasks and focus on the big projects to help you achieve your next level of life. And now, here's Dean with today's podcast.
Okay, today's really important. They're all important. A couple weeks ago, I shared with you a tool that I learned where I get trained. I go to a strategic coach. It's a mentor group for entrepreneurs to be better trainers, better educators, better people, better employers, better at just everything we do when you run a business. And it's an amazing, amazing program, Strategic Coach. And I'm going to steal another one of the lessons that I do there. Now, I hope Dan Sullivan, the creator, doesn't mind, but I'm giving him credit. This is his. These are a lot of things that I've practiced my whole life. He's just so amazing at boiling it down and knowing what really gets to the point. And some of the things that you've watched me share through the years are like, oh, I knew that. But when you write it down and go through a process, it does something different. It's like when you write down a goal or start telling the world about your goals. Writing down is one. When you start expressing what you want to do, it goes out in the universe. It starts something bigger than you can even control. So today we're going to talk about the impact filter. This was something I did at my last session. And I wanted to share it with you. So we're going to go through this kind of quick. I wrote this, what's on this sheet, up on the whiteboard. So what I'd love for you to do right now, we're going to go through this quick so you can pause it, go back, watch again. What you want to do is understand the impact of what you want to do and make sure it's written down so you understand where you want to go, why you want to get there, and also what are your results that you're looking for. So here's what I'd love for you to do. Pause this at any time you want and write this down on a piece of paper just like this. Take up a whole piece of paper. First, I want you to write down the project. Okay, the project is, let's just pick one piece that you want to do. So I'm going to take an example here and let's just say first wholesale deal. Okay, so let's just say this project for this impact filter, and you can do this with anything that you want to do, first rental property, finding your first real estate agent, building your success team. You can use this for any of that, but let's say it's for the first wholesale deal. I guess I should have used a different color pen. Okay, first, I want you to write down, what's the purpose? Why do you want to do your first wholesale deal? What do you want to accomplish? I want to make $5K in 30 days. That's the purpose. I want to do a wholesale deal because I want to make $5K in the next 30 days. Okay, great. So why is it important? Again, we're just using this wholesale deal as an example. What's the biggest difference this will make? Write down what that is. Is it because it'll prove it works? Will it take off stress? Will it pay a bill? I don't know what it is. You do. What's the project? What's the purpose of the project? Why is it important? And then why is it important? Because you can prove it works and you can replicate it over and over, right? Be like so many of our students that do a wholesale deal every month or 10 a month or 20 a month, right? So you're going to prove it works or you're going to take the stress off, not worrying about the bills, and know that you have a strategy that'll work no matter what happens with the economy, no matter what happens with your boss, or you get to reinvent yourself. The last one in this section is, what is the ideal outcome? So what's bigger than just the 5K? The ideal outcome is, yes, I made the 5K. Here it's, the purpose is to make it, but here you did make the $5,000. Okay, what else is an ideal outcome? You put additional buyers on your list. You found a new way to attract motivated sellers. You found an amazing real estate agent doing the 25-to-1. I'm not sure what the ideal outcome is for you, but write some down, okay? You see how this is coming together, and it's nice to look at it as one specific thing. So here's what I know. So many times you get overwhelmed and there's 100 different pieces. Well, do I buy and hold? Do I look for an investor? Do I wholesale? Do I look for a fix and flip? Oh, where do I start? This allows you to find one and go really deep on it. Okay, but here's cool. After this, again, I should have used a different color pen. I want you to write down what the best result of all of this happening would be. How do you feel? I know that it sounds similar to the ideal outcome, but not really. It's next level, deeper. What does this mean? The best result. That I get to do this and replicate this every single month. That I get to prove to my family that this works, that I work. That I may have failed in the past, but I'm never going to fail again. That self-doubt was just that scarcity mindset living deep in there that was put in there by your grandparents. I don't know what it was. What's the best outcome? But here's one that I think is even more important. What's the worst result? What's the worst thing that could happen? It's really important to write this down. What if you don't get that wholesale deal done? Or what if you try and fail? There's a lot of ways to look at it. You could say, if you don't try, the worst outcome is I don't follow through and I don't make the money. Then all this goes away. The best result, the ideal, the importance, the purpose, all that goes in the garbage. Because the worst result is you didn't make it happen, or you didn't even try, or you gave up at the first sign of a no. Or you could write down, the worst thing that could happen is I didn't go through and I proved to myself that I don't have any follow through. Right? Those things that make it really difficult not to follow through are what is what needs to go in the worst result. So I'm going through this kind of quick, and maybe this is a little complicated. I hope not, because it's really important. When you start writing it down, it won't seem complicated, or watch this again. But here's the cool thing. When you get over here, you want to write down what the success criteria is. Now, what has to be true when this project is completed? Now, here's the cool part. This is where you get down to make sure that what has to be true for success. What has to be true is that you physically took action. You followed the steps. You didn't compromise. You didn't try to cut corners. But what has to be the end result? The money in your pocket, right? Made money. Success criteria is I made money. That I put in 100% effort. I didn't cut corners. I didn't listen to negative peeps. You took action immediately. You built a buyer's list. Again, this could be endless. You could just write forever what has to be true. But this is over here is different. This isn't your action steps. These are measurable results. So what had to happen for success criteria? Well, I had to make money. I had to put 100% effort in. I didn't cut corners. I didn't listen to the naysayers. I took action immediately. I built a buyer's list. Okay, so here's the point of this. You get to measure yourself. Now, again, this exercise has a much deeper meaning and level than I probably can explain to you in just a short video, because let's say you fill this out and you're going to go after this exact thing and you didn't make $5,000 in 30 days. And you go, this isn't working. You go back to this form and you look at it and go, hey, I did this impact filter. I didn't make $5,000 in 30 days in my first wholesaling deal. I don't know what happened. And you go back and say, let me look at the success criteria. No, I didn't make money, so it's not successful. Did I put in 100% effort? Well, maybe not. Maybe I, kind of dabbled in it. But no, I think I put pretty good effort in. But did I cut corners? Yeah, I didn't follow the 25-to-1 strategy exactly. I used my friend as a real estate agent, and I didn't feel like, telling him about using only going after vacant or, had a price reduction or as is. I just said, find me some cheap houses, and I made it. No, I didn't do the 25-to-1 exactly the way it was. Did I listen to negative people? Yeah, my cousin, I saw him for the first time. He told me real estate's still going to go lower, and maybe that put a funk. So all of a sudden, you start going, man, this doesn't work, but wait a minute. Your success criteria is giving you a measurable result that you set for yourself, that you didn't put in 100% effort, that you did cut corners, that you let negative people impact your feelings. That's what's amazing about this. But the other side is, when you do it, all of a sudden, if you make the $5,000, you can go, that's right, because I made money, because I put 100% effort in, because I didn't cut corners, because I didn't listen to negative people. I took action immediately after doing this form, and in the byproduct, I even have a buyer's list. Let me just tell you what this impact filter is. This is thought out by one of the smartest entrepreneur trainers I know. And these are a lot of things that I've done my whole life to get here, to be successful. But he teaches you how to take so many different thoughts and put them into one exact process that can give you measurable results against yourself. You're not measuring yourself against Matt Larson or Carol Stenson or so many of our amazing students that are doing amazing. You got to measure against yourself. And this is a great filter to allow you to do it. I hope that makes sense. I hope this wasn't too confusing. Watch this a couple times. This is one of those that are deep but great and can last a lifetime. I'm Dean Graziosi. Thanks for being here. I'll see you next week. If you liked this podcast, make sure you rate it. And also, make sure to click subscribe so you never miss out. You can always follow us on Instagram. And if you don't already have Millionaire Success Habits, you can grab it for free at deansfreebook.com. Remember, all success starts here.